Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're going someplace most people don't even think about, but it's absolutely vital to modern defense, and that's the world of industrial PCs.
Yeah, they're not exactly glamorous, are they? But you'd be surprised.
You know, most of our listeners are pretty savvy when it comes to tech, but I think even they'd be shocked to learn how much we rely on these specialized computers.
Absolutely. And the average person probably thinks of PCs as those desktops in their office or their kid's gaming rig.
Right, totally. But industrial PCs are in a whole other category.
Yeah, exactly. These things are built to survive and thrive in conditions most computers wouldn't last a minute in.
So give us the rundown. What makes them so different from the computers we're all used to?
Well, first off, ruggedness. Think about a battlefield or a warship. You've got extreme temperatures, constant vibrations, dust, maybe even explosions. Industrial PCs are designed to handle all that without breaking a sweat.
Wow, that's impressive. Like the difference between a delicate laptop and a tank, right?
That's a great analogy. Another big difference is reliability. These PCs are running mission-critical systems. Failure is not an option. They need to be up and running 247, 365 days a year.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. They're handling life or death situations. No room for a blue screen of death there.
Exactly. And then you have the specialized functions. These PCs are often custom built for specific tasks, whether it's controlling a weapon system, analyzing intelligence data, or securing communication networks.
So let's get into some specifics. What are some real-world examples of industrial PCs in action in modern defense?
We'll take missile defense, for example.
Right.
An industrial PC would be processing data from radar, identifying potential threats, and coordinating the launch of interceptors.
And all in a fraction of a second, I imagine.
Absolutely, fractions of a second. And that kind of real-time processing power is critical across a range of applications, from piloting unmanned drones to crunching data from satellite imagery.
Okay, so it's not just about firepower, right? It's about making critical decisions quickly and accurately. And when we talk about that, we can't ignore the elephant in the room, AI. It's changing everything these days, even defense.
It really is. AI is no longer just a sci-fi concept. It's becoming integral to modern defense.
So what does that look like in practice? How are we using AI in these systems?
One really fascinating area is early warning systems powered by AI. These systems analyze tons of data, sensor readings, social media chatter, you name it. They use algorithms to detect potential threats way before they become a problem.
That sounds incredible, but also kind of scary. Are we really ready to hand over such critical tasks to machines?
That's a valid concern for sure, but the focus right now is on using AI to augment human capabilities, not replace them. Think of it as giving human operators a powerful set of tools so they can make smarter decisions.
Okay, that's a bit more reassuring. So it's not Skynet taking over just yet. But even with humans in the loop, these systems must be incredibly complex to build and maintain. What are some of the biggest challenges?
Well, cybersecurity is a huge one. Keeping these systems safe from hacking and data breaches is absolutely paramount. If a hostile actor gained control of a critical defense system, the consequences could be catastrophic.
All right, we can't even imagine.
And then there's resilience.
Okay.
We need these systems to withstand not just physical attacks, but electronic warfare, jamming, that sort of thing.
So it's not just about raw computing power then. It's about building systems that are virtually unhackable and can operate under any circumstances.
Exactly, and it's a constantly evolving challenge.
Because technology never stands still, right?
Never. The future of defense relies on pushing the boundaries of computing. Think about things like swarm intelligence, where hundreds of autonomous drones controlled by a central industrial PC work together to complete a mission.
Wow, sounds straight out of a movie.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then there's the potential of quantum computing,
which we hear so much about.
It's mind-blowing. It could revolutionize cryptography and potentially create unhackable communication networks.
So the possibilities are endless. But do you ever worry about where all this is heading? It feels like we're entering a new era of warfare, one where machines are playing an increasingly prominent role.
It is a bit unsettling, right? And it raises some important ethical questions about the future of warfare. Where do we draw the line between human control and machine autonomy? And how do we prevent unintended consequences?
Yeah, those are big questions.
Huge questions. And they need to be part of a wider discussion involving policymakers, engineers, the public, everyone, really.
Absolutely. So for those listening, next time you hear about a military operation or a new defense technology, remember the industrial PCs working quietly in the background.
The unsung heroes.
definitely the unsung heroes. These systems are shaping the future of warfare.
Right.
And it's up to all of us to understand the implications, the possibilities, and the risks. Because this technology isn't going away, and the choices we make now will determine how it's used in the future.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So keep exploring, stay curious, and keep those questions coming. Until next time.